Will you pray with me? Well, God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I don't know that it happened this way or not, but I do know that this story is true. The story we just heard and the story that I'm going to tell you. It doesn't matter to me whether it's actual facts or if it's a story that is true to help us in our faith. Because you see, before I tell the story, I need to tell you a little bit of teaching time. There are three ways that we kind of look at our faith. When we're children and young and we're learning our faith, we look in this where the story is true, where think about the Christmas story. It's actually true. It whether there's a star in the sky or not, it's actually true, and we see it in our mind's eye. Like today's story, we see 5,000 people gathered on the hillside, and one little boy has food and shares it, and it's a story that helps to build our faith. So as we move along in our lives, we come to a time where we begin to question those facts. And so we ask questions, and our faith continues to grow and be part of our lives, and it continues to grow. And sometimes we stay in that questioning phase. But if we move out of that questioning phase, we move into a time where the stories are true again. And they're true not because they're factual, but they're true because I don't know whether it happened like this or not. But I know it is true. So today, I don't know whether it happened like this or not, but I know that it's true. You see, there were thousands of people gathered in a convention center. Thousands of people, probably 5,000, sitting on chairs, people of all ages, tongues, people of all races, gathered together in this huge convention center. There was a stage up in front with modern type things and a screen that was huge. And there had been music that was playing, all different kinds of music. And the people had come because they wanted to be part of this. They had heard that this place would be a wonderful place to be. They had heard that there would be people here that would tell them the story, that would help them to renew their faith, to help them to grow their faith. They had heard that there would be different kinds of things that would be happening. And they came because they wanted to see for themselves what was happening. And so they gathered. They gathered in this convention center. And they sat, and they talked, and they looked around, and they wondered. And they wondered, am I going to agree? Am I going to disagree? And they wondered, is this for me, or is this just a strange place? And they wondered, will I know the songs? Will I know any people? And they wondered, will there be enough communion? And how am I going to take this communion? And what is going to happen? And they wondered. But as they gathered, and as they listened, and as they learned, they saw, oh, this is exciting. There are some new things happening. Oh, it's the same story, just told in a different way. Oh, the music. Okay, I know this song. Oh, but look at that big screen of that face of that person. Oh, but I know the song. I can sing along. Oh, and look, there's some people over there. I might know them. But even if I don't, I can go talk to them. And then it came time for communion. And we stood up And communion was served to 5,000 people, the bread and the juice. And there was enough for all, and they carried the elements back up to the long table, and there was enough left over to share. There were also cookies. Cookies from all over the state of Ohio that had been baked, not knowing that there would be enough. And there were enough left over to share with the children and the people in Cleveland by police officers to build relationship and community. Will there be enough? There's always enough. Is there enough love to go around? There's always enough love. God uses us. God doesn't rational things. Think about that story that Jody read for us from the Old Testament. It's a strange story, but it's a story of our faith. And it's a story where God uses gifts of people. God shows compassion. So yeah, I wonder at times. I wonder how we can use our gifts to perform the miracles that God performs with us. Those of you who serve on boards, do you serve out of duty, or are you participating in a miracle? You see, sometimes it's how we look at it. Are you serving because, oh, it's my time to serve? Or are you serving God because we're performing a miracle of compassion and love together? We're revealing God's power through each act of ministry. 5,000 are gathered. 65 people are gathered. 80 people are gathered. 150 people are gathered. How are you feeling and using the gifts that God has given you to perform miracles in this world? You see, ministry is about multiplying our resources. So what might have been a social handout becomes a revelation of God's amazing grace. God's amazing grace is when we work together and live into what God wants us to do. What gifts, what abilities, what ways of life are you using that God has given you to perform the miracle that God gives us? Oh yes, there were thousands that were gathered on the hillside, in the convention center, in a worship space. And there was enough for all. What a miracle. What a miracle. Thanks be to God that God's amazing grace fills us and helps us to grow and love and be God's. Amen.